Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Which verse?
31.
31. Canto 1, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service.
Taya Vilasite Shveshu.
Taya Vilasite Shveshu.
Taya Vilasite Shveshu.
Taya Vilasite Shveshu.
Neshu Gunavaniva.
Neshu Gunavaniva.
Neshu Gunavaniva.
Neshu Gunavaniva.
Anta Pravishtavati.
Anta Pravishtavati.
Anta Pravishtavati.
Anta Pravishtavati.
Vijnanena vijimbita.
Vijnanena vijimbita.
Vijnanena vijimbita.
Vijnanena vijimbita.
Taya vilasite shveshu.
Taya vilasite shveshu.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Anta pravishta bhati.
Anta pravishta bhati.
Vijnanena vijimbita.
Taya vilasite shveshu.
Taya vilasite shveshu.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Vijnanena vijrambita.
Vijnanena vijrambita.
Taya vilasite shveshu.
Taya vilasite shveshu.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Vijnanena vijimbitaha.
Vijnanena vijimbitaha. Taya vilasite shveshu.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Vijnanena vijrambitaha.
Vijnanena vijrambitaha.
Taya vilasite shveshu.
Taya vilasite shveshu.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Vijnanena vijrambitaha.
Vijnanena vijrambitaha.
Taya vilasita shveshu.
Taya vilasita shveshu.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Guneshu gunavaniva.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Anta pravishta abhati.
Vijnanena
vijambita.
Taya.
Taya.
By then. Vilasitesu.
Vilasitesu.
Although in the function.
Although in the function.
Eshu.
Eshu.
These. Guneshu.
Guneshu.
The modes of material nature.
The modes of material nature.
Gunavan.
Gunavan.
Affected by the modes.
Affected by the modes.
Iva.
Iva.
As if. Anta.
Anta.
Within.
Within.
Pravishta. Pravishta.
Pravishta.
Entered into.
Entered into.
Abhati.
Abhati.
Appears to be.
Appears to be.
Vijnanena.
Vijnanena.
Transcendental consciousness.
Transcendental consciousness.
Vijambitaha.
Vijambitaha.
Fully engaged.
Fully engaged.
Translation and purport. By his divine gaze is after creating the material substance, the Lord expands himself and enters into it. And although he is within the material mode of nature and appears to be one of the created beings, he is always fully enlightened in his transformation. What does yours say?
Translation.
The living entities are separated parts and parcels of the world. And
deconditioned living entities who are unfit for the spiritual kingdom are thrown within the material world to enjoy matter to the fullest extent. As Paramatma and eternal friend of the living entities, the Lord, by one of his seven portions, accompanies the living entities to guide them in their material enjoyment and to become a witness to all activities. While the living entities enjoy the material conditions, the Lord maintains his transcendental position without being affected by the material atmosphere. In the Vedic literature, Shruti...
What's that, the purport you say?
Yeah.
The universe or the purport?
Purport.
Go ahead, finish the purport.
In the Vedic literature, Shruti, it is said that there are two birds in one tree. One of them is eating the fruit of the tree, while the other is witnessing the action. The witness is the Lord, and the fruit eater is the living entity. The fruit eater living entity has forgotten his real identity and is overwhelmed in the fruitive activities of the material condition. But the Lord, Paramatma, is always full in transcendental knowledge. That is the difference between the super soul and the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul, the living entity, is controlled by the laws of nature, while the Paramatma of the super soul is the controller of the material energy.
The verse again. Oh, you read the verse. What is your translation?
After creating the material substance, the Lord Vasudev expands himself and enters into it. And although he is within the material modes of nature and appears to be one of the created beings, he is always fully enlightened in his transcendental position.
Okay. Chakshurudhritam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manavistam shabitam jena bhutale vayam upakaramaya dadati sarvaratikam shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shri vasati gaura bhaktavrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare. So this is elaborated in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 3. There's a few verses there before Father, I think, where this principle is explained by Krishna. He is one with and at the same time separate from the creation. Or Lord Chaitanya is also expounded on this philosophy, the Chaitanya Veda Tatra. So the Lord is one with the creation, he's also separate from the creation. And he can enter into the creation. So this may appear inconceivable to us, but this is due to our judging the Lord according to our position. Atmanam Jagat. We get the exact Sanskrit, but the tendency is there, that we measure others according to our position. Probably use the example of the frog in the well. When he's heard about the Atlantic Ocean, you think, is it twice as big as my well? Three times? Because he's used to his well, so naturally he's going to measure things according to what he has experienced. this is our tendency also. So when we hear some inconceivable things, we say, well, I can't be. We hear that Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill, we think, well, how can the powers be possible? But this is the Lord's position. He can do superhuman things. This is what makes him God. Sometimes the Mayavadis claim that their guru is God or something, but they can't perform any really superhuman activities. They may know, show some magic, but they don't know how to create universes and so on. These things, even creating a universe, some yogis can learn how to do that, but no one can still take the position of the Lord. The Lord is the original creator, and the power is coming from him. So This is a monotheistic conception. Sometimes the Hindus are considered pantheists or polytheists, but actually the real tradition is monotheistic, that Krishna is Stu Bhagavan Daya, that he is the origin of all the others, and instead of becoming bewildered by the manifestation of the Lord, we should approach him. And he's so kind that he comes to the material world just to give us a chance to approach him by establishing the parampara. He said, because it appears to be lost, so now I'm speaking again, the same subject, to Arjuna. And so we're receiving it in that way, the simple succession, coming down. But this is all originally the mercy of the Lord. He creates the material world to give us a chance to give up our illusion, to stop thinking that we are the center, and to recognize that God is in the center, and that we can very easily approach it through His holy name. This is His great causeless mercy. That although He's far away, He's also near at hand. So we should learn how to chant. We should learn how to cry to Krishna. We don't have to be musically inclined, or we don't have to be, have some special talent. Simply, we should call out to the Lord. Sometimes Bhakti Siddhanta, he would order, take the microphone away from the singer, because they were singing in a very cinema song fashion, and he could hear and understand that they were putting themselves in the center instead of putting Krishna in the center. And the last day, he asked one devotee to sing, who wasn't a very good singer. He was singing off key, but still, Bhakti Siddhanta appreciated that. So, it's not the musical talent, but the devotion. If we can actually call on the Lord with feeling. And we should be able to, because we're in an awkward situation. We need help to get out of this predicament of the labyrinth of material life. We take shelter of our community, or of our country, of our body, but these things can't protect us. Our bank balance, we think, oh, today I made so much money, so now I'm safe. But none of these things can protect us from the inevitable time factor, which is reducing our duration of life at every second. We've already been programmed, we're going to live so many days, so many years, so many hours. And so with every passing, the reduction is there. Who can deny that our life is being reduced? But one who immerses himself in this topics of Bhagavatam, then for him, there's no fear, there's no anxiety about death, because we're eternal. And as long as we have attraction for hearing and chanting, then naturally we're going to be given facility to continue that hearing and chanting. This is law of karma, it's working very minutely. Everyone's getting what they deserve, what they desire. These two considerations are there. And so if we desire to hear about the Lord, then we'll get the facility that we can go on hearing about the Lord, even at the time of death. It won't be checked. Just like Narada Muni, in his previous life, when he gave up his body, it was described there just as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. We don't see lightning, and then later on we see the light for the lightning. No, they come together. So in the same way, he received his spiritual body. He didn't have to wait in some condition. He immediately got it. So we can also get immediately a spiritual body at the moment of death. But we have to be qualified. So that qualification is very simple. We just develop a taste for hearing and chanting. And it's a very nice process. Subject is worth hearing about. Otherwise, we hear so much mundane politics, mundane movie star, politicians, sports figures. These things, we're hearing them talk instead of hearing the really relishable subject matter. So we may not have an attraction at first, but somehow we have to develop that taste of instance, lament. They have no ruchi, no taste for hearing and chanting this subject matter. But what can be done? We have to, this is the only qualification, just like now, you know, so many people know we're meeting in the morning, but only a few are coming. For some reason or other, they find reason why. Well, my experience is, I was also going to university. You come to the morning program, your day will be better. You won't be lacking anything. Okay, any questions? What time is it?
8:03.